President Joe Biden touched down aboard Air Force One at Moffett Federal Airfield in Mountain View just before noon on Thursday, January 19. It was the president's first stop on a packed schedule of visiting Santa Clara and Santa Cruz counties to survey storm-damaged areas. Air Force One landed around 11:41 a.m. on Thursday, and Biden emerged about 10 minutes later, wearing his signature black aviator sunglasses. Once on the ground, he was joined by Governor Gavin Newsom and U.S. Representative Anna Eshoo, de Palo Alto. Biden and Newsom spoke as the president walked toward a hover of helicopters. Biden boarded a green U.S. Marine Corps chopper just after noon, and took off at 12:08 p.m. Biden's next stop was the Watsonville Municipal Airport, where he was expected to land around 12:50 p.m. At 1:50 p.m., the president was slated to arrive at the Capitola Pier to meet with business owners and local residents impacted by the devastation from recent storms, according to a schedule released by the White House. President Joe Biden greets Representative Anna Eshoo, de Palo Alto, in red, David Korsmeyer, Acting Deputy Center Director of NASA Ames Research Center, left, Governor Gavin Newsom, center, and Sen. Alex Padilla, right at Moffett Federal Airfield in Mountain View on January 19, 2023. Photo by Magali Gauthier. The president will then make his way to Seacliff State Park in Aptos at 2:35 p.m. to meet with first responders, as well as state and local officials, to survey recovery efforts underway after the storms. At 4 p.m., Biden will depart from the Watsonville Airport and head back to Moffett Airfield. He's slated to leave Mountain View at 4:35 p.m. In a statement, Eshoo said she asked the president to add Santa Clara and San Mateo counties to his national disaster declaration, so that people can receive the assistance they so desperately need to restore and repair their homes and businesses. San Mateo County Supervisor David Canepa said in a statement about Biden's visit that storm recovery in the Bay Area will require a massive federal response. These storms have wreaked havoc on the entire Bay Area, including the massive sinkhole we have here in San Mateo County on Highway 92 and the massive boulder that dropped on the Tom Lantos tunnels at Devil's Slide, Canepa said. We need Congress to start prioritizing protecting us because we are an economic engine for the entire nation and even the world.